Most Zimbabweans are happy with the new look Warriors after the team put up a spirited performance in their 2-1 defeat to Egypt in a 2014 World Cup qualifier match in Alexandria last night. Solid in defense, creative in midfield, Zimbabwe dominated their more fancied Egyptian opponents and could easily have won the match had they utilized all the numerous scoring opportunities that came their way. Although technically, the team is out of a place for the 2014 World Cup finals to be hosted by Brazil in June next year, soccer analysts and football fans believe German coach Klaus-Dieter Pajeros has done a good job in building an exciting team for the future. They say there is need for patience before impressive results start coming. Sports reporter Langton Nyakwenda of the weekly Sunday Mail newspaper says although the Warriors are out of the World Cup, the new team can qualify for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations finals and probably the 2018 World Cup, judging by yesterday's performance.
Realistically, no, we are out of the World Cup, but the nations should just have faith and maybe 2015 Nations Cup will qualify and hopefully, I'm sure 2015 Nations Cup will qualify and hopefully will make it 2018 World Cup.
Television commentator Albert Chekai agrees with Nyakwenda, adding the team should start concentrating on the next Africa Cup of Nations and the 2018 World Cup.
We have a team which puts up a very good performance, a spirited performance, and now we can say we have a team, we have the Warriors side, which you can all be proud of. It's a team that can stand its own in the 2015 AFCON and in the 2018 World Cup.
Nyakwenda says new coach Klaus-Dieter Pajeros has brought back the fighting spirit in the Warriors camp, adding Zifa should give him enough time to revive the good old Renard Fabisch days in which Zimbabwe was ranked 7th in Africa. At the moment, Zimbabwe are 27th on the continent and 100 in the world. During the late Fabisch days, Zimbabwe went for 13 World Cup and Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers without losing a game. Nyakwenda says Pajeros has brought back the German type of football that at one time made Zimbabwe proud.
Yeah, looking at yesterday's match, you could see the fighting spirit in the boys. They were fighting for each other. Even when one loses the ball, you could see their recovery. So I think he's beginning to instill that fighting spirit that we know of the German type of football.
National Soccer Supporters Association member Tendai Makoni had predicted a 1-1 draw between the Warriors and Egypt. He was not completely off the mark until the Egyptians got their second goal with only 2 minutes remaining. The loss against the Faroes has left Zimbabwe bottom of the four-team group with only 1 point from 3 matches, while Egypt topped the group with 9 points and are set to qualify for the World Cup. Guinea is second with 4 points, while Mozambique is third with 2 points. Zimbabwe's next World Cup qualifier is against Egypt in Harare. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.